Merry Christmas. I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 648. O Come, Let Us Adore Him. Our worship pastor, Brian, has us singing a mashup that takes the traditional Christmas carol, O Come, Let Us Adore Him, and adds a simple chorus that simply says, We adore you, we adore you, we adore you, Jesus. I love the arrangement because it does two things. First, it gives us our intention. Oh, come, let us adore him. That's what we want to do. And then it actually does it. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you, Jesus. On this Christmas day, what are your intentions for this day? And how will you accomplish it? As you know, this podcast is all about the two greatest commandments that have ever been given. To love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then to love our neighbor. Well, God's love for us is poured out on Christmas Day. And because of that love poured out for us, we can give it to others. There are a lot of traditions and expectations piled around this day. In our own family, as our kids were growing up, we would have our stockings as you wake up, and then a light breakfast followed by the reading of the Christmas story, a prayer, a reminder that the gifts that satisfy are the gifts that God gives, primarily Jesus, and then we'd begin opening the presents. One at a time, around a circle, from the youngest, because he or she is usually the most impatient, to the oldest. And that whole process would take a couple of hours. Christmas night, we traditionally had a Christmas game that I would invent, and the adults would play it as couples, and the prize would be gift cards. It was great fun. And then we'd go back to the table for some more festive food. What are your traditions for today? Give me about five minutes out of your Christmas day to tell some stories, share some thoughts, hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a question, and pray a Christmas prayer with you. In the story of the wise men, there's a lot to love about that. They saw a star. They made a long journey. They outfoxed old Herod. But most of all, they knew why they came. In Matthew 2:2, they said, Where is he who's been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star when it rose and have come to worship him. They came to worship. That was the whole purpose. Their purpose wasn't to get gifts, but to give them. Their desire was to adore, prize, cherish, honor the Christ child. That's why they came that far. Now, how can you adore Jesus in the midst of whatever your holiday traditions might be today? Can I give you some suggestions? Maybe take time to read a portion of the story. A reminder to young and old of what this day is supposed to be about. You might choose Luke chapter 2, the first 20 verses, as a great place to start. We usually let the youngest reader read it to us. And then pray. It doesn't have to be long, but talk to God, the giver of life, not just talk to each other. And then understand that worship is not just about the Bible and prayer. It's about how we love those that we're with, T2G. To love God, but also to love others. So be intentional about your words today. Give grace. Let the politics of division that's divided our country and churches and families be put aside for the love of Jesus on this day. Listen to each other. Slow down. Take your time in conversations. Tell stories and give God glory. Let's not be like the folks who gathered at the birthday party and they laughed and they ate and they talked, but they never really acknowledged or honored the birthday boy. Here's the great question. Specifically, how will your words and actions as individuals and as families adore him today? Let's pray this prayer adapted from ChristiansTT.com. Heavenly Father, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I rejoice on this glorious Christmas day, because this is the day that our Savior, Jesus Christ, was brought into the world in love. I give you all the honor and glory because you're merciful and mighty, awesome in every way. Heavenly Father, I praise your name and lift my hands as I worship and adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 649. And in the meantime, from lightsource.com. We adore what is most precious to us. We all have what C.S. Lewis called an overwhelming first. The New Testament teaches us that The spot that should be reserved for our overwhelming first is Jesus. Adoration is our privilege, but it's also our obligation. He is worthy to be first. We should strive to remember that this is Jesus' party, not ours. That doesn't mean we don't give gifts to others. It means that we save our primary gift, the gift of ourselves, in submission and worship to Him. Merry Christmas, podcast family. I am truly grateful and thankful for you. On this Christmas day, oh come, let us adore Him. Merry Christmas.